This essay is about Nobel Prize-winning fathers and sons in physics, of which there are quite a few, focusing here on J.J. Thomson and his son G.P. Thomson. J.J. is famous for having discovered the electron, and 30 years later, his son discovered that it was a wave. Today, we can correctly describe all particles, be they electrons or Volkswagens, either way. This particular Thomson family is spelled without a P, although to my chagrin I found a well-respected book that managed to give both spellings for the same man. There have been other famous Thomsons spelled with or without the letter P, but one with a P would be the notable Benjamin Thompson of Massachusetts, a.k.a. Count Rumford, but those stories belong elsewhere. Today, we still can't see J.J. Thomson's electron. It's just too small. Way smaller than an atom. But if you had a TV 20 years ago, you would be seeing the results of electrons hitting the fluorescent screen. This was the standard cathode ray tube TV. 100 years ago, atoms were thought by many to be indivisible. JJ's 1890s experiments were about investigating what happens when electricity passes through gases, such as in neon signs for cafes, bars, or nightclubs. J.J. finally discovered the electron, or perhaps we should more accurately say clinched and measured its basic properties, in and around 1897. J.J. was born in a suburb of Manchester, England, on December 18, 1856. At age 14, his parents put his name down to be an engineering apprentice. There was a huge waiting list for such apprenticeships, and so J.J. began attending classes at Owens College, later Manchester University. The upshot was that he was encouraged by his professors there to try to get entry into Cambridge, but failed. He tried again a year later and was accepted. Fortified by a modest scholarship, he remained in Cambridge for the rest of his long and illustrious life. Seven of his students became Nobel Prize winners, including Niels Bohr and J. Robert Oppenheimer. The electron, of course, is the basic constituent of all electric currents. Yet one of J.J.'s favorite toasts was, "To the electron, may it never be of any use to anybody." Continuing J.J.'s bio, or perhaps we should be calling him Sir Joseph John Thomson, he was awarded the 1906 Nobel Prize for his researches on the electron. After another 3 decades of physics research in Cambridge, he died in 1940. He is buried not far from Isaac Newton in Westminster Abbey. J.J.'s son, George Paget Thomson, or G.P. Thomson, was born in 1892, not surprisingly, in Cambridge. He studied mathematics and physics there and served briefly in World War I, after which he went to Aberdeen. He was a lecturer at Cornell in 1929-30, and Professor of Physics at Imperial College London for the next 22 years. During this time, G.P. demonstrated that electrons could show diffraction patterns, just as light does. This very important result clinched the idea that matter can behave in both wave and particle ways, but we should emphasize that this wave nature for electrons was also discovered quite independently by Clinton Davison from Illinois, famous worldwide for the Davison-Germer experiment. Thus, both G.P. Thomson and Davison shared the 1937 Nobel Prize. As a semi-irrelevant aside, Germer was a rock climber who died in New York's Gunks in 1971. G.P. Thomson died in 1975, age 83, at essentially the same age his father had reached. Finally, I mentioned there have been other father and son Nobel Prize winners in physics. These include the families of Niels Bohr, William Bragg, and Manne Siegbahn. If you include mothers and daughters, plus chemistry, we can also, of course, add the family of Marie Curie.